Letters from God and His Christ, Volume 1. Come, Love Awaits You. March 5th, 2005. From our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, Yahushua HaMashiach. A letter given to Timothy, for all those who have ears to hear. Timothy, write these words to the nations, so they may hear and know, says the Lord. Behold, the Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, had come down to you. Even now am I, the Savior, the Holy One of Israel, in your midst. And behold, I am also coming quickly in full power and great glory. I bring with me absolute authority to judge and to destroy the wicked and he who is called wicked in his ways. Also will I bind him who has deceived many, causing my lambs to go astray. For all these things have been ordained from the beginning by the Father, and for his glory will all that is written come to pass. Even those things written of the end shall become manifest in the earth below and in the heavens above. Behold, even the sun, the moon, and the stars shall declare the glory of the Lord in the power of his judgments. Behold, the time is upon you, my children. Therefore, return to your first love, the love who formed you, the love who held you, the love who desired for you to be made in his image, the love who loves you, the love who wants to be with you forever. Come now and accept my love, for it was out of love that I gave myself for you. Nothing held back. My love binds us together. And now I am returning to save you from and take you out of that which has hurt you, for you are my beloved. My love for you is great, so great that I am coming to recreate the entire world for you. Behold, I shall restore the garden, that you may reside with me where I am, abiding in my love forever. For there is no greater love than that of the Father for his children, which is manifest through his only begotten for you, O peoples of the earth. For his love knows no bounds. Behold, it is as the universe, even more so. I am that love, the loving mercy of God, Jesus and Christ, Lord and Savior, Yahushua HaMashiach. How much more, then, shall the Father's anger be against those who have hurt, persecuted, stoned, scourged, imprisoned, murdered, and torn the flesh of his beloved? I tell you, his wrath shall be imparted in full. Beloved, do you not understand? You are his treasure, his most precious gemstones. And behold, I am coming quickly to do all he asks of me concerning his beloved, even all those who remain in his love. Yes, I am returning to hide them away, even all his special ones, those who have the light of his love within them, those who have accepted he who the Father of love had sent to them in love, for love's sake, to die for all. O peoples of the earth, turn from your wicked ways and accept the love of the Father through his Son. For his love for you is great, so great that he will remember your sins no more, casting away your iniquities forever. For though I, the Son, carry full power and authority, even as the Father, still I plead with you, come! Come to me and be healed, for the Father's love is without end. His love is perfect. Therefore, you must choose for yourself either to love your God or to his eternal anguish. Love yourself and the ways of the world, which leads to destruction and death. For love is a gift, freely given and freely accepted. Love cannot be forced upon another. This leads to hate, and is contemptible in his sight. It is the Father's will that none are lost, yet he has also given you the free will to choose. Therefore, choose life! For the love of God is revealed through his Son, and is near to everyone. You only need take my hand, and I will lead you from the valley of the shadow of death into the light of salvation. Therefore, take my hand. Take my hand, all peoples. Grasp it, and come with me as you are. Come, all those who know not my ways. I will show you. Come, all those who have been abandoned. I will comfort you and give you shelter. Come, all those who are crippled. Let us run and leap for joy together. Come, all those faithless. I shall fill your cup and watch how it overflows. Come, all murderers. Watch me raise you and all who sleep from the grave. Come, all you who blaspheme. I will give you a new voice. Bring with you all those who are blind and deaf, for they too shall see and hear. Indeed, come all those who have sinned against me. Take my hand. I will lead you to the waters, where I shall wash you, and where your new clothes hang upon the tree, which grows next to the stream. Come one, come all. Ask, and it shall be given you. All things are possible with God, and made manifest through the Son.